Cannabis can grow anywhere, but growing it really well takes a lot of energy.
The legal cannabis industry is booming, and so are greenhouse gas emissions from growers. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. Today on ClimateCast, how does the thriving weed industry keep greenhouse gas emissions from getting too high? Natalie Fertig reports on cannabis for Politico. Hi, Natalie. Welcome to ClimateCast.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So I've read it takes the equivalent greenhouse gas emissions of a tank of gas in your car to produce an ounce of cannabis. That seems surprisingly high. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate. And to be clear, it's a high energy efficient car, not, you know, one of your trucks that's going to run a lot of gas. We're looking at somewhere around 40 miles a gallon.
So I'm guessing electricity for the grow lights is a big factor there. What else causes all those emissions when you produce cannabis?
So cannabis is predominantly grown indoors. And like you mentioned, the grow lights create a huge amount of energy consumption. But what happens in addition to the lights is that these lights are really hot. And so then you have to bring in AC, you have to bring in a lot of other systems that also take electricity to keep the climate perfect for growing cannabis.
So this number jumped out at me when I started reading about this. Cannabis, the industry's footprint, already accounts for more than 1% of U.S. electricity consumption and 10% in Massachusetts. How is the industry addressing those emissions?
The problem right now is that no one's really thinking about this in terms of how do we reduce the energy consumption. Some states are passing some laws. Massachusetts, for example, is requiring growers to use LED lights, which does reduce the energy consumption. But a lot of states don't have these rules. And the federal government overall just isn't talking about this.
So what other incentives are there for growers to cut back on emissions?
Well, a lot of people that I've talked to who are within the industry have said to me that over time, it's cheaper to grow cannabis with more environmentally friendly methods. The problem is the upfront costs. The cannabis industry cannot apply for small bank loans right now because they are a federally illegal business. And so any type of funding that a company would get to install LED lights or change over to solar power, it just doesn't exist.
So what will you be watching for in this space with greenhouse gas emissions and cannabis production in the next few years?
It will be interesting to see if the federal government puts any type of regulations in place. If they do pass a federal decriminalization bill. The bill that was presented by Majority Leader Schumer recently did not have anything specific to environmental policy within it, but that bill could still change. It will also be really interesting to watch consumers. If consumers want cannabis that is more environmentally friendly or is organic or is grown without pesticides, all of these different things that could exist within the cannabis industry, that's really what will change the market and change how cannabis is grown.
Natalie Fertig, who writes about all things weed for Politico, good work if you can get it. Natalie, thanks for your insight on ClimateCast today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.